Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 2, Part 2, Elephant Gajendra's Crisis. Shukadeva Goswami then said, "The leader of the elephants, who lived in the forest of the mountain Trikuta, once wandered toward the lake with his female elephants. He thus broke many plants, creepers, thickets, and trees, not caring for their piercing thorns. Simply by catching scent of that elephant, all the other elephants, tigers, and other ferocious animals, such as lions, rhinoceroses, great serpents, and black and white sarabas, fled in fear. The chamari deer also fled. By the mercy of this elephant, animals like foxes, wolves, buffaloes, bears, boars, gopuchas, porcupines, monkeys, rabbits, and the other deer and many other small animals loitered elsewhere within the forest. They were not afraid of him. Surrounded by the herd's other elephants, including females, and followed by the younger ones, Gajapati, the leader of the elephants, made Trikuta Mountain tremble all around because of the weight of his body. He was perspiring, liquor dripped from his mouth, and his vision was overwhelmed by intoxication from the liquor. He was being served by bumblebees who drank honey, and from a distance he could smell the dust of the lotus flowers. Those lotus flowers were carried from the lake by the breeze. Thus surrounded by his associates, who were all afflicted by thirst, Gajendra soon arrived at the bank of the lake. This king of the elephants entered that lake, bathed thoroughly, and was relieved of his fatigue. And then, with the aid of his trunk, drank the cold, clear, nectarine water, which was mixed with the dust of lotus flowers and water lilies, until he was fully satisfied. But, like a human being who lacks spiritual knowledge and who is too attached to the members of the family, this elephant, being illusioned by the external energy of Krishna, had his wives and children bathe and drink the water. Indeed, he raised water from the lake with his own trunk and sprayed it over them. And he did not mind the hard labor involved in this endeavor. However, by the arrangement of Providence, O King, a strong crocodile was angry at the elephant and attacked him in the water, attacking Gajendra's leg. The elephant was certainly strong and tried his best to get free from this danger sent by Providence. Thereafter, seeing Gajendra in that grave condition, his wives felt very, very sorry and began to cry. The other elephants wanted to help Gajendra, but because of the crocodile's great strength, they could not rescue him by grasping from behind. O King Parikshit, the elephant and the crocodile fought in this way, pulling one another in and out of the water for 1,000 years. Upon seeing the fight, the demigods were very surprised. Thereafter, because of being pulled into the water and fighting for many long years, the elephant became diminished in his mental, physical, and sensual strength. On the contrary, the crocodile, being an animal of the water, increased in enthusiasm, physical strength, and sensual power. When the king of the elephants saw that he was under the clutches of the crocodile, by the will of Providence, and also being embodied and circumstantially helpless, Gajendra could not save himself from danger. He was extremely afraid of being killed by the crocodile. Consequently, he thought for a long time and finally reached the following decision. The other elephants, who are my friends and relatives, could not rescue me from this danger. What then to speak of my wives? They cannot do anything. Indeed, it is by the will of Providence that I have been attacked by this crocodile. Therefore, I seek shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always the shelter of everyone, even of great personalities. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is certainly not known to everyone, but still, he is very powerful and influential. Therefore, although the serpent of eternal time, which is fearful in force, endlessly chases everyone, ready to swallow him or her, if one who fears this serpent seeks shelter of the Lord gives one protection. For even death runs away in fear of the Lord. I therefore surrender unto him, the great and powerful Supreme Authority, who is the actual shelter of everyone. Shukadeva Goswami continued speaking. Thereafter, the king of the elephants, Gajendra, fixed his mind in his heart and with perfect intelligence chanted a mantra which he had learned in his previous birth as Indrajumna, and which he remembered by the grace of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.